Good morning, George. It's Gary
in
Nashville.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm just fine. I got a weird one. Go back to May the 11th. I had 1981, my 27th birthday. I took a solo backpacking trip up into the Smoky Mountains to kind of get away and just go up on top of Mount LeConte. Well, I went up Allen Creek Trail up to the top of Mount LeConte. It's about an 8-hour hike, uneventful, nice day. And got up, slept in the shelter that night, got up, everybody else. There's 16 people sleeping in a three-sided shelter.
Yeah.
And everybody had breakfast, bear come by, and of course nobody would feed it, so it got kind of perturbed and left us a present right in the doorway before it left. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, I do.
And I come down, I said to come down the long way. I forgot what the trail name is, but it comes off the south slope of Mount LeConte. And I'd gone down to where the trail forked, and I took the left fork, which looked like nobody had even traveled on it during that spring because none of the vegetation was trampled. I went on about an hour, and the sky started getting real dark. Big bad storm coming up, and I didn't want to get caught in the lightning. There's been a lot of people killed up there in lightning strikes.
Oh, sure.
So I was running down the trail, and I must have went a half a mile, and I seen an overhang. So I ducked in real quick just before the thunderstorm hit, and I couldn't tell how far in it went. Not very far. And I sit there about 5 feet back inside this opening and watched the storm approach, and it got closer, and it got darker. So I pulled a candle out and lit it. And when I lit it, I saw something in the glimpse in the back of the cave, like two eyes. And I said, oh, bear, what am I going to do now? Well, I sit there, and I was afraid to go out because lightning was hitting close. So I just sit there, and a big bolt of lightning struck maybe 30 yards right out in front of the entrance. And when it did, I looked back, and whatever this was, it wasn't a bear. It was more human shape.
Oh, my God.
Ape-like, but just in the flicker of the light, it had brown hair, maybe 2-3 inches long. And
you saw Bigfoot.
I don't know if it was Bigfoot or something of that type of description anyway. But I was sitting there, I said, what am I going to do now? And I got to thinking, I just thought, I said, I'm not here to hurt you. I said, I'm ducking this storm. I don't get struck by lightning either. I said, when it's over, I'm out here and gone. So we come there for about 15 minutes. And every once in a while, lightning strike, and I look back, and it never moved. And the storm moved on, so I come out and walked on down the trail about 30 feet, well, about 30 yards, kept looking over my shoulder. And finally come out. It was about 6 foot tall, probably 200 pounds, brownish hair. It had a brown face and all. And when I was in the cave, I took an apple out of my pack and laid it on the ledge. And when I noticed it looking back, it looked at me on the trail and took a bite of the apple and turned around and walked the other way, and I come on down off the mountain.
I love it. I love it. The only other thing you could have added to that was it waved at you after it took the apple.
Well, it didn't wave, but it appreciated the apple. He was eating it. He was, I don't know which one it was. But
That is one of the most original Bigfoot stories I've heard. I think that's what it was.